our next item is Service Energy LLC, conditional use number 1160, revised site plan on Route 36.
This item was deferred at the May 20th special meeting. It's a request to add 7 11 by 90 foot underground bulk gas storage tanks. The conditional use was approved August 6th of 1996. There are currently 5 above ground storage tanks on the site. The only condition that was imposed was a site plan was subject to the commission's review and approval. The approved ordinance or application did not specify a specific number of tanks that were permitted. Provided each of you a copy of the minutes of the July 11th, 96 meeting. And we're raising the question if you would approve the site plan as revised or if you feel a new conditional use public hearing is required.
The conditional use didn't reference the specific number of tanks, right?
No.
And the tanks that are proposed, I believe, from looking at the site plan, they're underground, or existing ones are above ground, and the proposed ones are proposed to be covered.
Nothing covered.
For like a berm with, you'll see pipes, but you won't see the tanks.
Well, Mr. Chairman, unfortunately, Mr. Bird's not here where this is in his area, but I do have my concerns, as I expressed previously and continue to have concerning such a large expansion on here. And while I acknowledge that the motion that emanated from here for approval did not specify the number of tanks, it was very clear from the minutes that they were proposing 5 above ground tanks. So whether you want to treat it as error by omission because it didn't specify the number or whatever, but I think clearly from what I gather from the minutes, it, not having been on the board back then, but I think you were, Mr. Wheatley. The discussion was addressing the 5 tanks that they were proposing at that time. Also, I noted from the minutes that there were a number of neighbors who either turned out in person or by signing a letter in opposition to this particular proposal. And I think based on what I see in front of me, that's not enough for me to determine whether we're getting close to neighbors or not. So I for one would be opposed to granting it based on the information submitted to us today and would be in favor of recommending that this proceed for an additional conditional use hearing. Those are my thoughts.
Well, I think in view of that and in view of Mr. Burton's absence, I think the least we can do is defer it, but we also can go ahead and act on it if everyone feels equally as strong.
If I could ask a question, appreciating the opportunity to have seen this site when we deferred it the last time, question for either Mr. Abbott or Mr. Lank, is the north on this site that we were given, is that to be considered at the top of the page? I don't see a north arrow.
That's a good question.
Well, these, from having visited the site also and just having played with Google earlier this afternoon, the location of these would appear to be to the east of the existing tanks.
The top of the sheet would actually be northwest.
Northwest. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It doesn't show the whole, you don't have the whole site plan, you just have a piece of it. The existing tanks are in bold, and the underground tanks are shown in a dotted line.
Okay.
That's just looking at the bearings to get the angle.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Having visited the site and seen what's referenced on this site as a pond, I had assumed when I went up there that that was a stormwater management pond, and it looks like they're getting close to that. I'd like to see Mr. Burton have the opportunity to weigh in as well.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning Service Energy LLC, conditional use 1160, revised site plan on Route 36. My motion is for deferral to allow the commission the opportunity to have Mr. Burton's input on this.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on Service Energy LLC, conditional use 1160, revised site plan on Route 36. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.